Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is away. So a lot of things have changed since 1948. That was the end of World War II. There's one thing that is the same as of today, though, and that is that fewer than half of people between 16 and 24 have jobs at this point, or as of September. That's the lowest rate since 1948. That's when the government actually began counting, so maybe it could have been even more than that. And we're asking you, what is your story? How has your age affected your job search if you're looking for work? Or did you feel like you got laid off, like one of our guests, because of your age? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org and tell us your story of how age has helped or hindered you in the job market. So we're joined again by Harvey Cummings. He was laid off from his job as a middle school band teacher in June. He joins us from Charlotte, North Carolina. And of course, our friend and Takeaway contributor, Beth Kobliner, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. She joins us every week to talk about work. Not usually quite this early in the morning, but good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
So we have new research out showing 46% of kids, well, kids, people between 16 and 24 are now employed. Is that because more people are in school? What's causing this low rate?
Well, there's a lot of factors trickling into this, but one of the main ones is because of the bad economy, you're seeing a whole sort of food chain of joblessness happen, where people who are teenagers now, who are getting certain jobs, entry-level jobs, we saw it a lot during the summer, where they would maybe enter into a entry-level job, which is now being taken by a college graduate, and or perhaps a retiree who's returning to work because he lost his pension or she lost her home's value that she was hoping to retire on, and that 60-plus-year-old is now in that job. So we're seeing major devastation, particularly in inner-city areas, where joblessness is as high as 70, 80, even 90% in some inner cities.
Among these younger people. Now, one of the reports that we'd heard actually, I think it was maybe 9 months ago, was they were actually worried about young people taking jobs from, say, the middle-aged or the older workers, because the young people were willing to accept the lower wage. That's turned out to not be true?
Not the case. You know, what we saw for older people, we've seen, first of all, there's been a lot of attention now to the fact that older people in this recession have been the ones who have been laid off predominantly, because they're the ones who have been earning that higher wage. And so we're also seeing a rise in discrimination, age discrimination lawsuits, because, you know, is it discrimination or is it that because they're earning a higher wage, they're the first to go? So there's a lot of complexity involved. And I think really what we're seeing, you know, for the first time, there are four generations in the workplace vying for that same limited pool of jobs. We have Generation Y, we have Generation X, we have the boomers, and then now the matures, age 63 and over. This group, which probably would have been retired a few decades ago, but they are staying in the workplace because they have to. And I think that's the battle that's been going on. And the younger people, that 16 to 20-year-old, 24-year-old group, they're being hit incredibly hard, harder than ever before.
Well, this is what we heard from 24-year-old Joseph Wright. He graduated this May with a master's in accounting, and he as of yet, has not had a full-time job.
I've been searching for a job ever since I graduated. I ended up not doing an internship over the summer because I went to summer school to catch up. And, you know, I had some advice from people saying that wasn't a big deal, and now not having an internship, everyone looks at it, and I don't really have much job experience.
So, Harvey Cummings, you're 25. You were laid off from your job as a middle school band teacher this summer, and did not return for the school year this fall. You must recognize something of what Joseph Wright was saying there, that you feel like you probably lost your job because of job experience, right?
Yeah.
So you must be concerned. I mean, as you're looking for a job, it's probably also hindering you that, A, you know, you're young, and you also still are lacking job experience, right?
That's correct. I guess the only thing I have at my advantage is I'm still finishing grad school.
Mm. And a lot of young people are doing just that. They're going back to school. They're trying to figure out, how do you bide time? You know, we're seeing a huge increase in Peace Corps, huge increase in Teach for America, all these great great organizations, but a lot of young people are just sort of stuck because they can't get a job. And we're seeing it across the board. You know, we're seeing Ivy League kids, they're not getting those certainly investment banking jobs because they don't exist anymore in many cases. And we're seeing, you know, it really, you know, African-American young people, young males, age 20 to 24, the unemployment rate right now is 27%.
Wow.
Whereas the unemployment
27%.
Rate... 27%. For young people, 20 to 24 in general, it's 15%. Whereas compared to the national unemployment rate, it's about 10%, 9.5%.
Well, Beth, we are already getting responses from listeners. You can call in with your story at 8778-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. Here's what one listener had to say.
Dan Schaubel from Boston, Massachusetts. Age is a huge factor right now in recruitment. There are 6.3 applicants for every one job now, and so experienced workers have a huge advantage over someone who's just graduated from college, someone who's young, because they have more experience and they're seen as higher value, and companies know that they can get them at a cheaper price.
So is that what's causing the problem? I mean, 27% of unemployment among 20 to 24-year-olds, that's more than a quarter of the population. That seems huge.
Right. I think that, you know, it certainly is huge. And I think because of these complex factors, but again, older workers, too, are having a difficult time
and
in that they're being left
out
because they're earning. So the young people can't even get a foothold in the job market to begin with. And the older people are losing jobs because they're on the higher end of the spectrum when it comes to pay. And therefore, the tensions are high. And I think that's the interesting thing that we're seeing.
And we're joined now by Jackie Goldenberg. She's 65. She was laid off from the financial services industry 2 years ago. Jackie, she joins us from New York.
Hi.
So you're hearing this sort of, I guess, donut hole in the middle of the employment, which is that the front and the back end are empty, and then we've got the middle all filled in. You were laid off 2 years ago. Have you been looking for work that whole time?
I have, yes. I have been looking for work that whole time. I will tell you, though, that where I was working, which was at a huge bank, the donut hole was much larger than, you know, I mean, actually much smaller, because the donut hole would start at about age 42 or so. You know, I think people in their early 40s mm-hmm. would start knowing or being, you know, anticipating that they could lose their jobs.
Do you think that you were laid off because of your age?
Yes, I have no doubt about it.
Why not? How do you know?
Well, I know because, first of all, I got hired at the bank when I was 56, which was pretty extraordinary, and I worked there for 7 years, and I did survive earlier downsizing. So a lot of people were fired, but pretty much anybody over 50, you would feel that you were the most vulnerable, both in the bank and on your team, and I was by far the oldest person on my team. I mean, actually, my boss was only about 10 years younger. I mean, I had bosses or colleagues that were, you know, 30 years younger often.
Wow.
And, the atmosphere there was, you know, I sat with much younger people. I mean, we didn't sit with our teams because there was so much downsizing and merging and all that going on. And pretty much everybody around me was much, you know, significantly younger.
Well, we spoke to a recruiter named Rachel Rabinowitz. She's out of Atlanta, Georgia, yesterday, and we asked her what she's been seeing in terms of who's hiring who.
The struggles that the younger generation are finding is that they have no experience, and the employers are not wanting to invest the training and time into the younger employees. And for the older generation, the employer's slant usually is that they think maybe they only have another 5 years left and that they won't give it their all.
Beth, is this part of the problem? They don't want to invest in the younger employees, and in the older employees, they figure they're only there for a few years?
I think that's part of it. I think also we're seeing, again, in the workplace, once they are a mix of generations, we're seeing this this communication gap in that one poll last year found that older workers are feeling disenfranchised. In some ways, they find younger people can be impatient with them and don't make eye contact in the way that they're used to, or are Twittering or are text messaging during presentations. So I think we're seeing a whole bunch of communication issues that will need to be addressed as we go forward. And as the economy does improve and as we start seeing more hiring take place, how people are going to communicate, because it is an unusual experience having this many different generations at either end of the spectrum in the workplace.
And I imagine this is going to cause problems in the future, because what we're going to end up with is a huge number of people who don't have any job experience at all when they're getting into their late 20s and on towards 30, and they're not paying into either the income taxes or Social Security.
That's right.
Beth Kobliner is our takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. We are also joined by 25-year-old Harvey Cummings, who is laid off from his job as a teacher, and 65-year-old Jackie Goldenberg, who's still working for work in the financial services industry.